What really is interesting about this case is not a confrontation between religion and secularism per se. It's a showdown between people who believe that there are good forms of Christianity and bad forms of Christianity, or Judaism, or Islam, or whatever. But in effect, if this man had quoted, the last couple of presiding bishops of the Episcopal Church, and said that he believed in the liberal Christian doctrine of universalism, that all are saved, he would have been fine, right? Which means that there were religious doctrines that were acceptable to Bernie Sanders, and there were religious doctrines within Christianity that are not. So not only are we dealing here with a question of whether or not we have an established religion, whether we have a religious test for someone, we actually have a question about whether or not we now have, in the eyes of Sanders and in the eyes of others, do we now have a state-mandated form of liberal religion whose doctrines are now acceptable in the state, while ancient Christian doctrines on salvation are not acceptable?